Since the fall of the regime of Zayn al-Abidine Ben Ali in Tunisia back in 2011, Israel has been conspiring with the remnants of the former dictator, trying to stop the democratic transition in the North African country. Now many of Tunisian political elite are against normalization of relations with Israel, which had secret ties with the former regime.
All Tunisian lawmakers and citizens are against normalizing ties and dealing with the Zionist enemy because it's a usurper of land. Israel tried to abort our post-revolution transition by sending Mossad agents who worked with counter-revolutionary forces in Tunisia and caused political unrest.
Post-revolution governments have blocked all Israeli initiatives to normalize ties with Tunis. Politicians believe the fall of the regime of Ben Ali deprived Israel of one of its main agents in the region.
Before the revolution, the ousted president had strong ties with the Zionist regime. Ben Ali was an agent of Israel's secret services operating in Tunisia and the guardian of the Zionist interests in the Arab world. All this ended with the revolution.
In reaction to Israel's attempts to normalize ties, over a dozen Israeli tourists were denied entry into Tunisia during a port call by a Norwegian cruise line ship. Israelis were barred from disembarking in the port of Tunis. Experts say the authorities do not have any interest in expanding ties with Tel Aviv, as Tunisia rejects Israeli presence for what is described as its support to the counter-revolution.
Barring tourists holding Israeli passports from disembarking on Tunisian soil is a response to the Israeli conspiracy against Tunisia. Our land does not welcome Zionists who commit crimes against our people.
During 23 years of rule, Tunisia's ousted dictator Zayn al-Abidine Ben Ali had secret ties with Israel. Tunisia's 2011 revolution ended all forms of normalizing ties with Tel Aviv. Adnan Shereishi, Press TV, Tunis.